With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. The federal government's latest snowpack report is out, and heading into summer, it's a mixed bag for Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
May's first 2 weeks saw near to slightly below average temperatures in Montana's higher elevations, as well as cool air and above normal precipitation in western Montana's river basins. Eastern Montana also received fairly normal precip. Luca Zukowitz, a water supply specialist with the Bozeman-based Natural Resources Conservation Service, says that helped preserve the state's mountain snowpack.
We had a major change, though, happen during the last week of the month, where we saw gradually increasing temperatures from pretty much the 24th or 25th through the end of the month.
Zukowitz says most NRCS snow reporting sites across the state recorded near, if not record-setting, high temperatures.
So we saw rapid snowmelt from the snowpack during that last week, which is one of those reasons that we saw such big increases in our river volumes during this last week.
One example, river flows in the Gallatin River Basin quickly reached 7,000 cubic feet per second, which is nearly double its normal peak flow for the year. That's a sign that in some locations, what's left of our mountain snowpack is rapidly peeling away.
The Bitterroot, the Jefferson, the Madison, and the Gallatin have really seen the most exacerbated melt during this last week. And we're seeing snowpack totals, which if we were to look back towards the beginning of the third week of May, we're near normal or slightly below normal in the Jefferson and Madison, but above normal in the Bitterroot and the Gallatin. And we look at them for this date, and they've dropped 20 to 30 or even 40% of normal for June 1st.
Elsewhere in the state, snowpack remains near to slightly above normal. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center is calling for above average temperatures this summer and generally below normal precipitation. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.